AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Omicron is causing hospitalizations and deaths. And even the less severe cases are inundating health facilities.
That's World Health Organization Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Evidence is showing up here in the U.S. Forecasters say by the time the Omicron wave subsides, 50,000 to 300,000 more Americans could die. The seven-day rolling average for COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. has been trending upward since mid-November. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has quietly launched its website for Americans to request free at-home COVID-19 tests. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Looking forward to an official launch tomorrow morning, and right now it's in the beta phase.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Senate has taken up voting rights legislation.
The package before the Senate has some of the most sweeping elections changes in a generation. It would include making Election Day a national holiday and requiring access to both early and mail-in voting. While Democrats say the changes are needed to overcome new state laws restricting the vote, Republicans argue the legislation's a federal overreach.
However, prospects for passage remain dim, with Republicans opposed to the legislation and two Democrats resisting a change to the filibuster rule that would clear the way for a vote. AT&T and Verizon now say they will delay their rollout of 5G wireless service near some airports. This after the airline industry raised alarms it could interfere with important systems on planes. Julie Walker has more.
Airline CEOs say 5G will be more disruptive than they originally thought because dozens of large airports that were to have buffer zones to prevent interference will still be subject to flight restrictions announced last week by the FAA, saying those restrictions won't be limited to times when visibility is poor.
This is AP News. A federal appeals court has redirected a legal challenge of Texas's abortion law.
In a 2-1 decision, a 3-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sends Texas cardiac activity abortion law to the state Supreme Court, made up of 9 Republican justices. The law bans abortions once cardiac activity is detected, around 6 weeks, before some women even know they're pregnant. It's been in effect since the U.S. Supreme Court kept it in place and allowed only a narrow challenge to proceed. The Texas Supreme Court has no timetable for when it might take up the case. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court in a case out of Mississippi signaled it might roll back abortion rights, even possibly overturn Roe v. Wade, in a ruling expected later this year. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Biden administration is stepping up efforts to stave off catastrophic wildfires, more than doubling controlled fires and logging in areas where forests and suburbia collide. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.